Good afternoon, everyone. Usually we keep our announcements just to that 8:15 meditation period in the morning, but there's a couple now that are just a little timely. The first is that we're going to be changing this sitting starting tomorrow to be longer because we're going to be doing some teachings, and half hour is just not enough. Have some time to maybe do some standing meditation. So today's going to be a little bit crunched, but starting tomorrow, it'll be a longer period. And the other announcement is we've had a staff member who was in the hospital, not for the coronavirus, just for some other medical difficulties. And then they were in rehab, and now they're actually coming home today. And we've realized that it would just be much easier to kind of care for them if they were in one of the dorms rather than way out in their cottage by themselves. So they're actually going to be on the Karuna first floor, 130, right by the bathroom there. So just so you'll know that, here's this person I haven't seen before. Maybe they're using a walker. Like, what's going on, right? And there might be some, like, visiting nurses coming to check in on this person. So, and then it's like, what are these healthcare people doing here? What's going on here? Is the virus here? It's like, no, it's just a staff member back from the hospital. Okay? Just so we all have that information. Yeah, because the mind, you know, can easily get wound up at times like this. So, okay. At these three times, 8:15, 2 o'clock, and 7:30, we're going to be giving instructions, but also giving Dharma teachings that are, you might say, embedded in those instructions or that inform those instructions. This afternoon, we're going to talk a little bit about, as we pay attention to the body and as we sit for long periods of time, you know, time after time after time, guess what we become aware of when we pay attention to the body? Physical discomfort, right? So just a few words about how do we actually practice with that. And while we're giving teachings at these periods, if you want to just kind of not be in the meditation pose, and if you could be more comfortable in some other way, you know, feel free to do that, and then I'll guide us into the sit afterwards. So unpleasant bodily sensations. I like to use that in terms instead of the word pain. The word pain is a construct. What's happening is we're noticing unpleasant bodily sensations and what to do about those. I think the first thing I would want to say about that is that this is not about absolutely sitting still. Like, the longer you sit still, the more enlightened you'll get. It's like, no, that's not. So just to know that the end game is not to sit perfectly still. Can it be helpful to sit still for periods of time? Absolutely. Can it be helpful to sit still for periods of time, even when there's physical discomfort? Absolutely. And we'll get into that in a second. One of the great advantages of having physical discomfort, and this is an important part, and being mindful at the same time, is we get to see part of the Buddha's teachings where he talks about our minds being deeply, deeply habituated to resist or be aversive or not want what's unpleasant. And we can see that. You feel it and you're, I want to move, right? I don't like this. Get it away from me. Right? It's not hard to see. You don't have to meditate for 30 years to start to see this habit pattern, you know, at play when we have physical discomfort in the body. So if you notice that, good. You're actually experiencing some of the Buddha's teachings. This particular habit pattern in our mind doesn't necessarily look after our best interest. On one level it does, on a very animal nature, kind of species carrying on nature, hot stove, ow, move away from what's unpleasant. Yeah? Kind of keep us safe in that way. But in terms of freeing the heart and mind, it actually does the opposite. It's this pattern in the mind of not wanting, but also of wanting, that actually binds the mind to suffering. And so we want to learn to be able to work with this in our practice. The first thing we want to know is see it clearly. Just sitting there, and there's the back. It's like, oh, right, okay. Unpleasant sensations. Like, just kind of say that to yourself. Just be very clear about what's happening. Okay, yeah, this is what's happening now. And then look, what's my relationship to this? And specifically look into your body and see if you can feel the bracing against. Yeah? Whenever there's a no in the mind, the body's going to react. The body's always going to react in kind to what's happening in the mind. It's very truthful. So if the mind's saying no, no, the body is going to be slightly bracing against that. And again, you don't have to meditate a long time. You can feel that, especially if your baseline is relaxed, which is why we're talking so much about relaxing the body, coming into the body. When that baseline is calm and relaxed, then it's easier to pick up on any contraction that starts to happen. So be clear about what's happening, unpleasant sensations, notice a response, maybe some tightness, maybe not. Maybe you're perfectly equanimous, and it's like, this is fine. Maybe that's so, and you can notice that. And what's that like? What's that like to be okay with physical discomfort that's present? Not to assume that it won't be like that. Chances are very good that it won't, that the habit pattern of not wanting unpleasant will be kicking in again, which is fine. See that. And then once we see it, just in that moment, you can kind of see if you can, just for a second, just a split second, change that internal no to a yes. Can I be with this? And we kind of, and then we use the body to lead. Relax the body. It's like, as relaxing the body is simultaneously a yes in the mind, because we're relaxing into more contact with that sensation. It's like we're tight away from it. We relax into it. So it's like, can I be with this? Yes. Nope. Back to no. It's all right. 1 second is powerful. Do not underestimate just moments of changing the habitual response of our hearts and minds to life. It's powerful medicine. So if we relax into this even for a moment or two, and then we're back into contracted and no, that's fine. That's just one way to work with it. Can you turn the no into a yes in the mind, but specifically in the body, by relaxing into contact with those sensations? And then if we can stay in contact with those sensations, we actually want to, for as long as makes sense. There is a couple different ways to do that, and they're kind of opposite. One is go right into the sensations with your attention. Go see if you can find the epicenter. Where is the center of that? You know, can I find it? What am I feeling? Is it one thing, or is it a constellation of actually different, slightly different sensations? Are they changing or staying the same? Are they getting stronger or weaker? Does it actually stay in one place, or does it move a little bit? Like, go right in and see what's happening. Okay, that's one way to be with and practice with unpleasant sensations. Another way is to go wide. So you feel that pain in your back, but also, how are the legs doing? Oh, they're fine. How are the arms doing? Well, that's fine too. It's like, get a wider view, and it's like, okay, we have these unpleasant sensations, but they're just part of a larger constellation of sensations. Some of them, or many of them, are fine. So that can be also a kind of an easy way to connect with these unpleasant sensations. It's like, it's not all that's happening. There's a much larger picture. And when we hold those unpleasant sensations in a larger picture, they can just be easier to be with. One little variation of that is to pick one part of your body that's not experiencing unpleasantness, especially if it's the mirror image. So for example, let's say my left knee is really kind of painful. Well, how's my right knee doing? Fine. Put those two into relationship with one another, meaning hold them both in your mind and just see. It's very interesting to put a mirror image part of our body that is painful into contact or into relationship with its mirror image that is not painful. So that's a little subway to do this second part of having a little bit bigger picture. Do this, do these things, turning a no into a yes, being with it in these different ways. Do that for as long as you want to. Do it as long as you have some curiosity and interest. Do it as long as you have energy to do. If the pain starts getting really, really strong and you're starting to get this sense that you're just fighting with it, it's just a big fight with it, and especially if you get into must not move, you know, then it's time to just mindfully just shift the position. Okay, because remember, this is not about not moving. What it's about is learning how to be with this particular experience that life is presenting to us in a way with mindfulness and compassion and, you know, and hopefully wisdom as we pay attention to just pain in the body. It can teach us so much. The Buddha said everything that we need to know about suffering and about the ending of suffering can be known just by paying attention to this body. I had a teacher in Burma one time that said, if a yogi, you're all yogis, people who come and practice meditation, if a yogi has pain in their body and then it goes away, they should cry. Because of the unbelievable teacher that it can be. Yeah. All right. So some instructions on practicing with pain, because it's going to be a big part of, you know, our when we're sitting still. Let's come into our posture that's, again, alert. Back rising up out of the platform, stable platform. And then softening into that posture, not softening out of it. Softening into it. We'll just have a short sit. Bringing your attention to body sensations at touch points or whole body sitting or moving back and forth between the two, if you find that variety helpful. And then when the discomfort gets strong enough to kind of supersede the other sensations of your body. If it's kind of mild and it can just stay to the side, let it be to the side. But at some point, it's going to get stronger than the other sensations that you feel in your body. When that happens, then bring in the practice that I suggested, naming it. All right, this is what's happening. How's my relationship to it? If there, you are feeling a no in the body and the mind, just seeing if that no can become a yes, just even for a moment. And then if it can become a yes, connecting with those sensations by moving close to them, very close, or by holding them with a larger view, specifically holding them with other parts of the body that aren't painful. Remembering to see the wake-up moment from the mind-made world as a moment of mindfulness, which it is. Rejoicing in being back and present. relaxing the body, relaxing your way back to a somatic connection with the body. It's 2:30 and time for a walking period. And if any of you feel kind of settled in and feel like you want to stay quiet, seated for another couple minutes, 5 minutes, feel free to do so. You're not compelled, you know, to get up and leave the hall when the bell rings. One of the things we're going to be starting to encourage you to do is to bring your mindfulness to all parts of your day while you're here. One way to support that is a little practice that I'll share with you, and that is when you exit or you enter the hall, notice what leg you cross the threshold with. Is it your right leg or your left leg when you walk through these doors here? And the message of that is, let's say you're leaving the hall. I'm still mindful. I don't leave my mindfulness in the hall. Or if you're coming into the hall, it's like, I don't have to wait till I'm in the hall to be mindful. I can be mindful now. Yeah, so what leg do you go through the doorway with? And what's neat about this exercise is, even if you don't notice then, let's say you're in the middle of the walking period and you go, the doorway. Well, mindfulness still arose, didn't it? It just didn't arise in that moment, but it still arose. You still get credit. Yeah. Okay. So you can play with that if you like.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.